Civil.
We need to register to vote more than ever.
Ever before.
Good morning,
right.
Mr. Joyner.
You are right. J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, everybody, who came out to the J Spot last night. It was packed. Like the new one's going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina next week.
Jay had an overflow room last night.
Oh, it was packed. Lady.
For the debate?
My God. For the debate.
Debate
watching party. One Trump supporter. We beat his ass so bad. No, we didn't. We did not. Oh, my God.
Well, happy morning after the debate day.
What a debate. What a debate hangover.
Yeah. Yeah. They estimated 100 million viewers were expected, and that shatters the old record with Obama and Mitt Romney at 59.2 million.
Well,
watched the debate last night.
Bigger than that, but yeah, it was, whew, my God.
This was unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was quite a night. And
it was quite a night.
What are the numbers for our Facebook party? You got that yet, Nikki?
We will have.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. And what was our drinking word? A phrase? Believe me?
Yeah, but I think it also
should have
changed.
Been Donald Trump's heavy breathing, but man.
Sniffling.
There's a lot of sniffing.
I don't know what was wrong with him. But I'm surprised if we don't see Hillary today because she was in Donald Trump's ass, so she might be missing, man.
We might not see her for a while, huh? She was way up in there.
Player, she was up in there, man.
So deep, we saw her head coming out of his mouth at one point.
Oh, I've never seen, oh, my God. I don't know which was redder, that suit she had on a Donald Trump's face, because she tore him a new one.
But you know what?
What?
I asked last night about people who had not made up their minds and where did they stand. And people who love Donald Trump, people who support Donald Trump, they heard a great debate performance by Donald Trump.
Okay. What about the people that are on the fence, though?
The people on the fence.
They didn't see the same thing.
They didn't see the same thing.
The people on the fence didn't either?
No, they saw Hillary winning, I think. But it doesn't mean they're going to vote for her. But they clearly saw that she won the debate. It doesn't mean it might change the needle.
And even those people that are not happy with their decision, there was one woman that they interviewed on MSNBC after the debate, and she said, she said, I'm voting for the conservative party, and if this jackass is leading the mule train, then so be it.
Oh, wow.
It's like,
they hate Hillary that much.
They hate her that much. If that's the jackass
that is leading this mule train, so be it.
Then so be it. But I just can't.
This is out of the swing state of Ohio.
Yeah, well that was the thing last night, player. I mean, you can say you're not going to vote for Hillary. You can say she's not trusted. You can lie. You say she's a lie. Whatever. But Donald Trump knows. She dusted that behind last night. I mean,
and the spin. Oh my gosh, so dizzy from the spin. It was as difficult to get an answer from him last night as it was from his supporters who were being interviewed after the debate.
And what did Lester Holt do? What do you think? How was his performance? Did he hold Donald Trump in the road?
I think he tried to.
Yeah.
I think there were some moments where he couldn't get a word in. I mean, they were just going at each other, which is in the spirit of a really good debate. But the questions he asked, I thought, were really good, and they were timely as far as some people weren't happy, you know, with some of their questions being answered or not. But it is clear that he had his work cut out for him, and I think he did overall a very good job. A lot of people did not. A lot of people thought that, you know, he was, somebody compared him to a substitute teacher trying to come in and to get some, you know, order
in the classroom.
And yeah.
You never give a sub any respect.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sybil, when you're watching the debate, when Donald Trump said, I don't know who hacked into made the emails. He said it could be somebody sitting on the edge of the bed that weighs 400 pounds. I thought of Chris Christie.
was hoping for a cutaway from the camera, Jay. I know whoever was directing that was like, gosh darn it, I wish we had another camera.
And Chris at home on the edge of the bed eating donuts. Come on, come on.
Wearing a wife beater t-shirt, you know. Man, oh man, what a night.
Yeah,
what a night.
She was dealing with him, huh?
She really did. She really did.
You think Bill Clinton has seen that side of Hillary Clinton before?
That's what I said that in the club last night, man. She dealt with Bill all, what, how long they been married, Sybil?
Yeah, 40 years.
40 years.
And she probably
said 11 hours. She said 11 hours for the email, you know, thing. Donald Trump was a walk in the park. She was ready, man. She done this before.
And, he wanted to make fun of her, the fact that, you know, she had stayed off the campaign trail. While I was on the campaign trail, I was here, I was there. And Hillary, she was at home. And she said, yes, I prepared for this debate. I've also prepared to be president. And that's a good thing. And that's when she should have just, if she could have dropped the mic at that point, I think that would have been.
And all of the commentators said that he wasn't prepared.
No, he wasn't. But they've always been very clear that he is not a debater, and that what he was bringing all of his people and advisors and what have you in was to talk, well, facts, which is kind of fuzzy.
But not in terms of his
real style and really debating the issues. He talks a good talk, but he is not talking in terms of the debate style. And so that made, and it was very clear that he was ill-prepared.
What do you think in the next debate? Do you think he'll be more prepared?
Well, no. This is really interesting. He is such a hard head, and he is such a, you know, intransient kind of guy, you know, when he gets stuck in something. I'm wondering if he's just going to go even further into this kind of not prepared kind of style, or if he's actually going to do his homework, because he's, you know, he's one of those kids. He gets his feelings hurt and he goes, I'll show you. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay just the way I am.
You poke the bear.
And the bear will bite back. Yeah. But another question that came out last night and they, you know, dusted it off, but was, is he going to show up for the next two debates, or was this going to be his only debate?
He didn't show up for this one.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I was noticing last night, I don't think it has anything to do with his debating skills. If you don't know the answer to the question that comes your way,
you can't answer
the question. You just can't answer the question, so you change the subject.
Yeah.
And it's not that he's a politician, he's not a politician. He don't know what Hillary knows. She's prepared. She's been doing this for years,
and he tried to use that against her, right, Jay?
Yeah.
You know, you've been doing this all this time, and nothing has happened. All the people that are supporting him are the same, too. They've been in this business a long time and not doing things that they should have been doing. It's the art of politics, but at least you know that she knows what she's talking about. You get into office and be like, I have no idea where we're going to go from here.
Yeah, we got to go vote. We definitely have to go vote. We're going to be talking about this.
Right.
We'll be talking about this all morning long on the TJMS. Playa, the Smuckler Report is coming up next.
Smuckler.